This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's do our podcast for December. This is the type fishing that I normally encounter in December. It's what I expect to be going on in December. I'm going to talk about some of the trout fishing and some of the bass fishing. Admittedly, we're going to get slowed down with the cold water, but we still play the game. Now, the brookies are still spawning, so naturally we don't fish your brook trout when they're spawning. The large trout streams, I'm talking about the stock streams throughout the entire state, these streams are getting colder by the day. However, even though this decreases the metabolism of the trout, they do still feed. The nymphs, naturally, this time of the year are going to be small. The mayfly, stonefly, caddis larva, all of those are going to be relatively small. However, we've got one place that we can depend on, the insect life being larger and the water temperature being a little bit warmer than it would be in another part of the stream. I'm talking about fishing below the springs. Where springs enter the main stream, you can see the rich green grass along the bank. You can see it in the stream. Some of these springs, such as here on the Stony Creek, west of Edinburgh, there are two enormous springs there. This may influence the feeding habits and the natural food for those trout as much as, easily 100 yards downstream, certainly a couple hundred feet. Now, you want to lean toward the side of the stream that the spring is entering. But where you see that rich green grass growing along through there, you're going to have good crest bugs and shrimp downstream from there. I use head shanks, crest bug, and I use that in a 14 and 16. And then the Murray shrimp, I use that probably in a 14 most of the time. Now, if it's a relatively small input of spring water, I'll usually circle downstream and come in below that side of the stream and fish upstream dead drift, all the way up to the spring. If it's a wide spring, and I know one place out here where one spring comes in on the west side of the stream, one comes in on the east side, and that water is spread throughout, and it's a fairly wide stretch of the creek there. And what I'll do there is enter close to one bank and work down and across. Still, probably using Ed Shanks' crest bug more than anything, and probably 5X leader, and just crawl it right across the stream bottom just as slowly as I can. And that will take some nice trout, because this water temperature where the stream springs are heavy, the water temperature might be as much as 3, 4, 5, 6 degrees warmer than the rest of the water. So hit these areas that have the springs in them, and I think you'll do well. The Hidden Valley of the Jackson has a lot of springs that come in. Many of those pop up out in the stream bottom. And when you're wading along and all of a sudden you feel water in a much warmer temperature than where you just were standing, you know there's going to be a lot of activity downstream from that. Well, let's look at the smallmouth deal. I have a real good friend that I talked to on the phone just recently, called and said he just got back from fishing I think he was on the James, actually, for about 8 hours. And he says, I caught one bass. And he stopped there to let me soak that in. He said, however, the bass was over 5 pounds. Well, I've got some friends that do that here on the North Fork and on the South Fork. What these guys do, they're using a fast-sinking head line. I prefer wading, but these boys I'm all talking about are floating the river in a drift boat or raft, whatever you want to use. They're using the SA Sonar Sync 30 worm line, about 200 grains, and that goes down like man overboard. Put a 6-foot 2X fluorocarbon sinking leader on there, and it's sinking about 8 inches per second. So that lets you fish deeply. What these boys do, they'll float about 5 miles of the river. They only stop, drop the anchor when they're coming into a deep hole. Now, so a lot of times these boys know the river well, and they know where these deep holes are coming. Even if you don't, you can see them coming up on you. Drop the anchor well up above there. Fan your cast over all the water downstream that you can reach. Now, you're anchored now. Remember, you're anchored to the bottom. So everything you can reach from that anchored spot, fan your cast down there along the stream bottom. Spuddlers are real good. The Murray's Black Mad Tom Sculpin at about a size 4 is real good. But just cover everything you can reach from that anchored spot. Then, if you're in a long pool, and I've got one in mine here, oh gosh, it must be 200 yards long, I'd lift the anchor, drift on down maybe 100 feet, drop the anchor back, and then cover that whole water again. You want to strip it just as slowly as you can strip it right along the stream bottom, and don't ever assume you're hitting the bottom. If you feel any kind of bump, you sock it to him. I like to strike with both the line hand and the uplifting rod. It penetrates quicker than just a rod lifting strike. So get used to socking it to them pretty hard. You're using a 2X leader. You're not going to break that guy off anyway. So hit him hard and then cover all that and drift. Pick your anchor up, drift on down, and drift on down. This is effective. I've got friends right here on the North Fork that do this, and it's a doggone cold. You can hardly move out there, but they're picking up some good sized bass off the stream bottom doing this. So if you have any questions on, and I'll show you all the, I've got all the maps here and I can show you these places, but if you have any questions, just call me, stop in here. You can reach me at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.